Unit 6, page 60. Reading. Exercise 2. Coder Dojo Coolest Projects International.
Coder Dojo Coolest Projects International. Every year, kids from all over the world come to the RDS in Dublin to demonstrate the apps, websites, games, and hardware projects they have developed in their local dojo. At the first event in 2012, there were 19 projects and 100 attendees. But in 2018, 10,000 people attended the event from 114 countries, and 1,000 kids showcased their projects. Back in 2011, James Welton, the founder of Coder Dojo, set up the first coding club at his school in Cork, in Ireland. He had only just turned 18. After that, James became well-known and was invited to speak at the Dublin Web Summit. He spoke about how he had hacked his iPod Nano to turn it into a watch. James had won the iPod Nano at an award ceremony, and bored on the ride on the way home, he had started to play around with it and accidentally hacked it. Then, before he went to bed that night, he wrote about it on his blog. When he woke up, he saw that 250,000 people had viewed the blog. After that, all his classmates wanted to know how he had done it and asked if he would teach them to code too. He agreed to set up a coding club at his school, and he started to teach basic HTML and CSS to his fellow students. Later that year, he met Bill Lau, an entrepreneur who saw what a great idea this club was. Bill wanted to expand the project to other cities and to other countries too, and the pair set up Coder Dojo. Coder Dojo is run by volunteers, and it can be set up anywhere. There is no set curriculum at the clubs. Children from 7 to 17 work on what interests them, and they learn far more than just coding skills. They also develop problem-solving skills and learn how to manage a project, work on a team, and design something they feel passionate about. And what's really amazing is that many of the kids' inventions have had a significant social impact. Here are two examples from the event in Dublin. The best international prize was won by a Romanian team for their project AZ Tech Teddy. Their e-health project aims to help prevent childhood obesity. Tech Teddy is a teddy bear for a child to feed and take care of. Children who play with the teddy bear need to track its eating habits carefully. The young coders believe this will teach young children about healthy eating habits. Freddie from Wales won the OpenNet Innovator Prize for his facial recognition door entry system, which he designed for elderly people with dementia. Safe people can register their face so that when they come to the door, they will be recognized. The system will then tell the homeowner who is at the door and whether or not to let them in.